And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and today's program is going to be called Common Sense Christianity. Common Sense Christianity. Stay tuned. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Yes, I think this program is long overdue. In fact, I'm going to make a whole series of programs, some YouTube videos also, about this topic because it's so important. You know, Christianity really can do what it says, but for some reason, it's not working for a lot of people. Now, I know, you know, there's church on every corner. There's Christian radio, Christian television, and Christian this and all over the place. But somehow, what we're getting is not doing the job. It's that simple. So let's talk about why that could be. Let's bring it all down to a very basic level. You see, ultimately, what is religion or what is Christianity? It's a relationship between a soul and its maker. It's a relationship between a soul and its maker. When all's said and done, you see, it doesn't really matter what everybody else is doing, or whether everybody else is saved or not saved, or what they're believing or not believing, or what they're singing or not singing or studying, it doesn't matter. When you're laying on your deathbed, see, there you are laying on your deathbed. You are, at that point, the sum total of your whole life. You are, at that point, the sum total of your whole existence. And what you are, see, what character you have developed, is what you take with you when you step across that line to the other side. Okay? So, ultimately, you have to put it in terms of your own personal existence. Okay? So now, the point is, do you have any interest in the spiritual side of life? Some people don't. Do you care at all about your purpose for existence? Some people don't. Okay? Do you have an interest in things that go beyond, you know, what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and that sort of thing? Do you have an interest in what the meaning of life is? Some people don't. Okay? They just don't. But some people do. So for the ones that don't, see, I'm not talking to them. But for the ones that do, well, okay, then it would be nice if you could find those answers, okay? Of course, you don't spend all your time thinking about such things. You go out, you have your life to live, you have your family and your work and so on, your obligations. But, you know, from time to time, as the days go by, it does cross your mind, what are we here for? What am I here for? What's the purpose of my existence? See? And so, therefore, that's what this program is about. Now, Christianity, okay? Christianity is, you know, you've heard the expression, maybe you've heard the expression, they say it's not a religion, it's about a relationship. It's not about a religion, it's about a relationship. Well, that's very true. But the truth is that most people don't have that relationship. They may sing about it, they may talk about it, they may study it, they may listen to others talk about it. See, but they are not experiencing that relationship. So, and of course that's why their life is deteriorating and things are not really being helped by their religion. So let's talk about that after this break. Send your comments and questions to talktoapastor talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
You know, the truth is that if people hadn't messed with you, if they hadn't messed with your mind and laid tricks on you, okay, and if you hadn't been totally brainwashed by the culture and corrupted by the culture in which you grew up, and if you hadn't been pressured and challenged and teased and intimidated and all those things about life, why, you would probably be able to discover the answers for yourself. You would be able to discover the answers. Why are you here? What's the meaning of life? See, how do I get to know God better? How do I be a better husband, wife, neighbor? See, you would discover those for yourself, naturally. Even as people who remained relatively uncorrupted were able to make great discoveries out in the garage. Michael Faraday, just Clerk Maxwell, Stephen Jobs, Steve Wozniak, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison. See, they made their discoveries, important ones, about principles of electricity and magnetism and all these things. They made these discoveries in spite of the system, see, in spite of the educational matrix. Einstein didn't do very well in school. Some of his teachers hated him. One teacher said, told him he would never amount to anything. One teacher hated him because Albert Einstein sat in the back of the classroom with a smile on his face. The teacher hated that. See, how many of you have had the experience where you're sitting at the dinner table and you're kind of happy and carefree and you're joking about something and all of a sudden, you know, you get slapped in the face or yelled at, wipe that smirk off your face. You know, that sort of thing. Well, all right. So you might have discovered religion on your own. And it would have been a beautiful thing, because you know how you would have discovered it? You would have discovered it within, with the help of your God-given intuition. See, that's what God gives us intuition for. What we know in our heart. See? What you know in your heart is the important thing. What's on the outside only bears witness or testifies to what's on the inside. And what's on the inside, see, in other words, let's suppose, okay, look, I'm going to make it very simple for you. See, I, for example, I don't read the Bible the way other people read the Bible. See, I'll open up the Bible and I'll read a little bit, and then all of a sudden, if I see something, I said, oh, look at, I see, you know, I really see it. Okay? Well, what does that mean? That means that something, that what the inner light is testifying to the truth of the words on the page. Okay? And the words on the page were written by somebody else. Okay, maybe Paul or Peter or somebody. They were written by somebody who was inspired. But how were they inspired? From within. So the inner light, by the inner light they wrote or they spoke, and then those words described what they had seen on the inside, see, what they had realized. Okay? Now when I read it, see, if it sparks an aha moment. If it sparks illumination, then that means that I'm seeing on the inside. The inner is bearing witness to the outer. See how that works? But the inner is the most important thing. That's the relationship. So if you want to get, so here's a little hint for you. Here's a little hint for you. If you want to get closer to God, okay, then the first thing is to get in touch with your intuition. Okay, that's the first thing. That's your closest link to God right there, intuition. So yeah, so if you had been allowed to be uncorrupted, you would have discovered the truths for yourself, perhaps, if you had a kind of an interest. See, not everybody becomes a James Clerk Maxwell, not everybody becomes an Albert Einstein. But you see, the principles of relativity or electromagnetism, for example, those are very nice and helpful, but they ultimately don't determine the destiny of your soul, okay? But just who God is and who Christ is and who you are and how you can find out what God has in mind for you and such things, those do determine the destiny of your soul. So it would be so those are important. And if you have an interest in such things, then the place to look is within. My name is Pastor Roland. Send your comments and questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Got a suggestion for a topic for this program? Send your suggestion to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about how to find a relationship with your Creator, how to find out the answers to life's most important questions. And I said that if you had been left alone and not messed with, you might have discovered them on your own, okay, intuitively as you went through life. But what happened was, okay, so what went wrong? Okay, you probably, to discover these things, or even now in your corrupted, fallen state, in your totally corrupted state, most people are totally corrupted by all their education, all their reading, all their internet, all their videos, all their music, all their hobbies and diversions and all these things, all their hatreds and their angers and their likes and their dislikes, and all these things have totally corrupted them. But even so, even in your totally corrupted state, you might still be able to determine your purpose in life, and you might be able to find your way back to innocence again, see, and back to a proper stance with your Creator. Maybe with a little help. See, now you need a little help, okay, to come out of the maze, to come out of the fog, to come out of the brain fog, to come out of your hypnotic trance. You need a little help, which could be someone, see, a truth speaker, someone who speaks truth in such a way that it awakens you. Okay? So you hear the truth spoken and it rings a bell. It's like a breath of fresh air. There it is. And you're so glad to hear it. It confirms what you always knew in your heart. So you could use a little help from somebody, but where are such people? Where are you going to find them? See? So the next thing I was going to say is that what happened? How did you get all corrupted and haven't been able to find the answers for yourself? It's because people have gotten in the way. See? People, first of all, who want to be authorities and lord it over you. So they want you to look to them for answers, so they have power, see, for their pride, or they have money or perks or whatever they get for their being an expert, some kind of an expert, even a religious expert, okay? So they got in the way. The other thing that got in the way is people who made you resentful, people who made you angry, people who tempted you to become hateful, see? So even in your own family, maybe your father wasn't there for you. Your father wasn't there for you. He wasn't even there. See, or he was there, but he was weak. He was weak. Or he was there and he was angry, see. But somehow he wasn't there for you. So he was there physically, but he was weak or angry. And so he wasn't there for you emotionally. See, a good father is supposed to, see, in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. So, you see, so now you see the problem right away. Your resentment toward father, see, anger toward father, a poor relationship with father, comes between a proper relationship with the heavenly father. See, you can't hate your earthly father, see, and relate properly to your heavenly father. You can't resent your earthly father and find your heavenly father. See how that works? So a lot of people have such a deep, it's very deep, hate or resentment toward their father for having failed them, for having abandoned them to the world or to their mother's tender mercies, or not having protected them or not having been there for them. Okay, they become corrupted by hate, and unless they can find a way to give that hate up, to give that resentment up, mainly by perhaps one day seeing that their father wasn't doing it on purpose, that he was just a lost sheep like everybody else. Maybe you have to grow older and then become a father yourself, and then see how you're failing your family, and scratch your head and say, oh my God, now I see what my father was dealing with. And you realize that he wasn't that bad, he just was weak. The world was too much for him. Your mom was too much for him. Okay? Then you can let go of the hate. When you let go of the hate toward your earthly father, that opens the door to receive the love of your heavenly father. Okay? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. We're talking about how to find our way back to God, and I said that we've been corrupted. We've been corrupted by many things, you know, our marijuana and our promiscuous engagements and our studying too much and becoming hypnotized by the world and our music and our entertainment and, see, all of that. So we've been corrupted by that, externalized. We see we lost touch with the inner and we became totally externalized, and then we were fed a lot of lies, many, many lies and confusion. Either will work. Lies will work or confusion will work. See, to separate a person from their inner ground of good and from God. See, so when a person becomes separated from God, from their inner ground of good, from intuition, when they doubt themselves and can't see intuitively, then they become dependent on the outside. See, all the experts, whatever they may be in whatever field they may be, whether medical experts, pharmaceutical experts, psychological experts, counselors, religious experts, spiritual experts, relationship, whatever they are, all manner of teachers and professors and pundits and writers, and see, all of them claiming to know, have the answers. See, that's how they get their power. See, if you were independently powered, if you were independently wise, intuitive and self-reliant and happy and healthy, and see, if you were the Albert Einstein, the James Clerk Maxwell, Newton, see, the Ruth, the Paul, the David, the Madame Curie, see, you were you were like that, why, you wouldn't need the experts. You'd be the one that was discovering answers. But instead, you need the experts. And nowhere do we get into bigger trouble than when we're trying to find the answers to life and find out why we're messed up. Then we turn to the psychiatrists, and we turn to the psychologists, and we turn to the priestcraft and the ministers and all those kinds of people who claim to understand psychology and spiritual side of life and all that sort of thing. So we turn to them. And then it's a mass of confusion. Thousands and thousands and thousands of different opinions about all kinds of things. It's a mass of confusion. So that's another hypnotic technique. It's a confusion technique. Milton Erickson was an expert at that, of how to perform a hypnotic induction by just overwhelming the person with confusion. See? And then when you become hypnotized, then you're totally cut off from your inner ground, from your intuition, and now you just listen to other people's suggestions and just do whatever they say, which works to their advantage. See? All right. So, there you have it. So now you see how people got in the way, mainly because we hate. Okay, so what happened then? What was your mistake? First mistake was hating other people and resenting them. That was your mistake. Second mistake was doubting yourself. Okay? Then the third mistake was out and looking for answers out in the world and doing what they say and getting even further messed up. And then what? Then resenting them. Resenting them and blaming them. See? So now the answer is to go back, is start all over, make a fresh start, in other words. A fresh start, and I can help you with that. And say, okay, here I am, and I'm not sure about all these things. I'm not sure about God. I'm not sure about Jesus. I'm not sure about anything. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. But I'd like to know, okay? And I'm willing to let go of my hatred toward other people. I see that they're just lost sheep, too. They don't know any better. They can't help themselves. Okay, so you let go of your resentment toward them. You let go of your resentment toward your poor old dad and your poor old mom. Okay, and you let go of the resentment toward your brother who was cruel, or your sister who teased you, and the other kids who teased you. Just let go of all the, just let it all go. Let all the hate go, all the resentment go. And so there you are. Okay, now Now you can start afresh. Say, all right, let's begin to take some steps now, and I'll find my way. And so a good place to begin would be with a little meditation that I have. It's free because it helps you to get centered and to re-find your intuition. See, right now, some of you don't know how to find your intuition. It helps you to find your intuition, get centered, and be a nice start for you right there. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, I've got to say goodbye to the folks in Florida right now. See, this is a half-hour program, so in Florida, you need to go to my archives at talktoapastor.org. Look for the radio programs there, and then you can listen to the whole program, which is really, 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 really good. Regardless of where you are in the world, please visit my website and read some of the resources, watch some of the videos, and try the meditation. It could do you a world of good. It's a Christian meditation. Good for anybody. You don't even have to be a Christian, but for those of you who are Christians, it is a Christian meditation, okay? Until next time, Lord willing, and a creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.